and welcome to episode 4 of the Beach Business Breakfast Show. I'm Dave Hall with Jeremy, our co-host, and our guest today is Bill from Platinum Wealth Solutions.
That's right.
Yep. From Charlestown down to Swansea and all around Newcastle. Just a reminder, the Beach Business Breakfast is on the third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Surf Club, 7:30 till 8:30 a.m. You can get all the info at beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. It's a bright and sunny day, that's why we've got sunglasses on, not because we think we're cool. So, Bill, tell us a bit about what you did before you went into business by yourself.
Yep, so I basically my background is worked for the banks, one of the banks for 25 years. And of those 25, 15 of those was in financial planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And why did you decide to make the leap from the sort of comfort of the big bank to running your own show?
Yeah. Well, I always liked the idea of having my own business, but obviously working for a bigger organisation, you're a little restricted, I think, in how you can service your clients and what you can provide.
Yep.
So basically, I was looking for something where I could provide a superior service, I guess, a better outcome for my clients.
More personalised.
More personalised, absolutely, without too many of the restrictions.
Okay.
Yep. So was it a sense of frustration, like you just got to a point where you're like, oh, screw this, I'm not working for the man or woman anymore?
Pretty much that's what it came down to. Like I said, after 25 years of working for someone else, I just thought, it's now or never. I really need to give it a go right now. You know, we're all getting older, so I thought now's the time to do it. Yeah. No looking back, so I thought I'd give it a go.
And was it simply that the point you were going to service in terms of type of customer or whatever, that was basically the people you were kind of looking after before, or you were going, no, I don't deal with those sort of people anymore, we deal with billionaires or...
Well, I mean, look, that'd be an ideal situation, obviously, but my best clients really have been just your average mums and dads. So the type of clients that I was servicing before, I've continued to service, simply because everyone has a need for financial services. And often they are overlooked by the bigger organisations because they're often looking for the affluent client. And that they tend to just chase the larger ones, whereas sometimes they forget that the smaller mums and dads also need the help.
So Bill, what does a financial planner do?
Okay, so basically what we do is sit a client down like this.
Maybe not in a Hawaiian shirt.
Not in a Hawaiian shirt, absolutely not. But what we do is we sit them down, and my job is to find out a bit about their situation. So they might come to me, they might be referred by a broker, for example, because they've just taken a mortgage, and they might have a need for insurance, superannuation, etc. So unless I sit them down, we're not going to know, because sometimes, very rarely though, a client may have those things in place. Often I find they don't. They think they do, but they don't. So my job is really to sit them down and go through their situation and ask what they want. So typically they'll come back and say, well, okay, if something happens to one of us, we would like our mortgage cleared in full, for example, if it's insurance that we're talking about. Or they might come back and say, we've got numerous supers, we're paying fees everywhere, no one's managing them, but we are paying the money, what can you do?
Yep.
So I think they're typical scenarios, right through to clients who are just about to retire or actually retiring, or maybe even preparing for retirement.
So thinking back to the first maybe 3-6 months of in business, where did your clients come from? You went and door knocking, business networking, leaned on friends and family. How did that work?
first lot of referrals came from business partners, Dave being one. So really just colleagues that I'd met and spoken to, but also some old clients also came across, and they also referred family and friends over as well.
Yeah, well, I think when you do go out by yourself doing what you used to do, a lot of people buy into you rather than the organisation. So
that's exactly right.
The loyalty is to the person who knows
them. Little fan club Bill on the way.
If they've got kids or not, or whether they're going to have kids, where they live, what they're looking to do in the next 10, 20 years, which a lot of people live for the here and now, but I suppose for financial planning, it's about where are you headed, where do you want to be in the next 10 or 20
That's
years.
Exactly right. It's all about where you're headed or where you might be headed.
Hmm.
Typically, it's always those sort of clients that once you get the buy-in, they will follow you,
yeah.
Regardless of where you go. So it's not the brand or who you're with, it's yeah. the actual person.
So what sort of marketing, have you done, I think you've been going about a year now.
About a year now.
You worked out, Bill and I started business on the same day.
On the same day, yeah.
Own Right started the same day you guys did.
I was 2nd of March last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I haven't done a lot in terms of active advertising. However, what I've done is I have done a few pamphlet drops around my local area where the office is situated. But mainly I find I'm getting best results out of things like this, like networking meetings, like beach breakfast, and other networking meetings I go to, meeting colleagues, telling them what I do, and even other businesses, like at the beach breakfast, when you get to talk to other people, and when they find out what you do, they've got another point of contact. So, I think you build up a relationship through these meetings, and as you know, it's all about who you know. And it's about who you trust in business. Yeah. I certainly wouldn't give referrals to absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
It's just who you trust.
I think financial planning especially is a very high degree of personal trust. I mean,
absolutely.
Think about it from the customer point of view. All my financials are now in your, sitting on your table.
Exactly.
And that's, could be quite confronting in a way. But so I'm trying to articulate is that you're not going to pick up people who have just gone, well, necessarily pick up a brochure and gone, oh yeah, that sounds like a good idea, I'll get a financial planner. It's going to be because Uncle Fred has said, look, I see you're getting paid well, you're starting a family, I think it's time you maybe took things a little bit more seriously with your finances or something like
correct.
That.
Correct, yeah, absolutely. And to come back to that, what you were saying, when I did the pamphlet drop, I had no response from the pamphlet drop.
So it's quite successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't know. You don't know how many people kept that or just remember the
true.
Name or file it away. And,
absolutely.
You know, we've all sort of done that where you get something and you just go put that away and then 6 months down the track either someone asks you something and say, oh, I do remember getting someone. So, it is good when you do something and the phone rings or you get hits to your website or emails or that. So don't be too
disheartened. Oh, no. Look, I spoke to my brother. He used to be in real estate, and he said out of all the drops that you do, he said, you might get one or two. But like you said, they'll put away in that third or bottom drawer.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, hang on, I do remember a brochure on financial planning or whatever it was, and then maybe give you a call. But look, like I said, I'm getting most of my success from things like this, from personal catch-ups with people.
So it's slow burn. If you can advertise on TV that LCDs are 50% off and everybody will go, oh yeah, I think I better have another TV for the study or something. Whereas financial planning...
I don't need a TV, but
that's
a bit
right,
of
it takes a while for people to think it's time to do something about it, I guess. Yeah.
And even with that, some people, I've had people in the past, they know they need to do something, but often it's taking that first step to even come in and speak to someone. And even though I might have spoken to them, a lot of them procrastinate and go, oh look, I can leave it. But the longer you leave things...
Yeah.
Then the shorter time you've got at the other end, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think Einstein said the 8th wonder of the world is compound interest. So, the longer you take to think about your future, the less you'll have when you get there.
Absolutely, so. And that's why I often encourage younger people to get into it as well. And I know a lot of younger people don't want to get into it. It's often a hard sell with them.
Yeah.
But realistically, if they did start something, say even in their 30s. They'd be miles in front.
Yeah, in a past life I worked in a bit of super and there was a phrase someone said that before 50 super's a word, after 50 it's a religion.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's one of those things.
But, crucial religion.
I suppose one of the things a lot of people probably don't realise about a planner is that most planners will sit with you for an hour and just have a good chat. And it'll cost you nothing. You'll probably get a free coffee and a
Vova
or something. But and then they can sort of map out and say, look, well, I think the opportunities are here, here and here. And then, if you then want to avail yourself of those services, you can. But it's probably not a bad thing to, as you say, get in quicker,
absolutely.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and like everyone else, I offer that initial hour as a free consultation.
Yeah.
Simply because, I don't want to be charging a client when I'm trying to find out about their circumstances.
Yeah.
And often, it doesn't happen that often, but on the odd occasion, there might be a client who really has everything, where it should be.
Yeah.
And in that case, I would just say, look, everything looks good, just leave it where it is.
Yeah, I suppose, and that's one of the good things about the Beach Business Breakfast Network members. I'm just going to do a shameless plug.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you check out the website directory, there's all the different sections of property people, finance people, legal, accounting, and most of those people will be happy to just sit with you for an hour, have a bit of a chat, find out a bit about you, and come up with ways that they can help you, rather than put a meter on as if you're in a taxi or with a Uber driver or something. So
yeah, I mean, I've been in meetings like that, and it's pretty intimidating. You don't know whether you want to tell this person what you want, what you know, or not. So you often end up just running out.
Is there some experience or advice from your kind of past corporate life that you've really brought into your own operation?
Past experience, probably one thing I've done always since I've started, and that was even before I did financial planning, just treat everyone equally, treat them with respect. I think if you treat them as equals, they're going to open up to you, they're going to want to deal with you. If you sit across the desk and make out like you're that much better than them, you're going to get nothing. And that's the simple truth of it. Everyone deserves the right to be heard and to be helped, to whatever extent. So you just need to be on their level, I think.
Yeah.
So that's probably the thing I could offer.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that, Bill. Thanks
for
dropping in.
Thanks for having me.
Love your shirt.
Thank you. You too.
It's one of the when we watched the first two episodes, my shirt wasn't sort of loud enough, so went off to Lowe's. We might even have to.
Does this qualify?
Yeah, beautiful.
This is straight out of Bali. This one.
Yeah, we've got our unpaid endorsement for Lowe's Hawaii shirts.
Yeah, we might have to say Jeremy and Dave dressed by Lowe's.
We'll send them a video and see if they'll send us some more.
I know a couple of people at Lowe's. We'll see how we go.
And Damo got to use his Lowe's card. I think he's the only 19-year-old I know with a Lowe's card. Gotcha. Anyway, there you go. So, just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month. Any business person's welcome. We're not... we've got a few planners there. We've got a few mortgage brokers there, a few internet website people there. Everyone's welcome. $10, $5 of which goes to Merriwether Surf Club. For providing the venue. And so, Bill, thanks again.
No, thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jeremy.
And,
appreciate it.
We'll talk to you all later on.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you.